Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Great. May I please know if you are 18 years of age?
That plus many.
Thank you. May I please know, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The Democratic Party.
Okay. What exactly with the Democratic Party?
Their liberal views and decisions on everything and how they are virtually running our state into the ground.
Okay. Would this include, would you relate that to economy, jobs, and inflation?
Yes, to all three.
Okay. Thank you. May I please know what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't really think there are any global environmental issues.
Okay. May I please know what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, if there is any?
I don't think there is any.
Okay. Okay, we can go ahead and proceed to the next question. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining, would you say that is excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about refining?
Good.
Thank you. And what about forest products?
I would say that's good as well.
Thank you so much. What about electric utilities?
That one I'd probably have to say is a little bit on the poor side.
Okay, you said poor?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what about the agriculture and farming?
Okay.
Okay, would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
I appreciate it. And what about medical manufacturing?
Poor.
Thank you so much. Let me move on to the next question. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How about the U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Just fair already. And what about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Poor.
Thank you. Alrighty, and we also have forest and timber industries. How would you rate that one?
Fair.
Just fair? Okay, thank you. I'm just making some notes. And meantime, how is your day going so far?
Good.
I'm happy to hear that. Alright. And the last one I got here is, how would you rate the county land department? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Moving on to the next question. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the manufactured? Would you say it's very significant, and what's significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Not significant.
I'm sorry, you were just cutting off at it, but you said not significant?
Yeah.
Thank you. It would be not too significant or not at all significant?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
More than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
More.
I appreciate it. We're almost done. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No impact.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I think it's possible.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not part of wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Sun Forest Land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also design land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I would say no on that one.
Okay. Do you feel that is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I would say not.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16,000 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions are provided needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of Minnesota state economy, a minor component of Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor component.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of the state tax dollar to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job?
I would oppose that.
You say you will oppose?
Yes.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding that part of the program. So I will read to you 4 statements. Please tell me if you oppose or if you support each of these statements. The first statement that I got is, just give me 1 second, it's just loading. I'm so sorry about this. All right, the first statement that I got is create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose to that?
Oppose.
All right. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban indigenous, immigrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
All right. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers jobs provide.
Oppose.
I appreciate it. Moving on, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Would you say college graduate or some college?
Some college.
Thank you. What is your age?
55.
Are you? Go ahead.
55.
Thank you. How would you describe the community where you live in? Is there a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 to $99,000, or is it $100,000 plus?
None of your business.
Okay. Do you consider your political views as liberal or progressive, moderate or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired or a homemaker, student or not employee?
Retail.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female or male?
Male.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you just now. I thank you so much for helping me out and for your patience. I really hope you have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.